The Solace Cancer Support Centre's annual Run and Walk for Life saw an unprecedented turnout across the weekend of October 11th and 12th in both Waterford City and Dungarvan. Now in its 17th year, this flagship fundraising event continues to be a beacon of hope, community spirit and solidarity. A striking feature of this year's event was the sea of blue t-shirts and vests worn by 27% of participants to symbolise an important message. Although 50% of national cancer diagnoses impact men, only 27% of Solace clients are male. Overall, this year's event raised a record-breaking €230,000.
My name is Annette Toms, and I volunteer in Solace for about 15 years. Love every bit of it. I go in every Tuesday afternoon. I go in feeling maybe down and I come out high. It's such a wonderful facility. The goodness of that place spreads itself to everyone. Clients, volunteers, counsellors, the lot. It's wonderful.
And an event like today, Annette, really showcases the Solace Centre, doesn't it?
It does, and it's so important because it's our major fundraiser and it gets the people involved. And what I think is particularly great about this year is that 23% of our tops are in blue. Now, people may wonder why they are in blue. 27%, is it, are in blue. And that's because only 27% of men take advantage of the centre. And there's not a case that there's only 27% of men who need the centre. So hopefully this will bring to light that men are so important to come to the centre as well and so welcome.
So here with Fine Gael councillor Frank Quinlan, an annual participant each year, and a wonderful time you did it in again, Frank. Were you delighted with it? What time did you do it in?
I have my running hat on today rather than my council hat on. No, as I said, I support it every year, and I finished fourth, so I'm happy enough because I'm not getting any younger now. I'm over the half a century at this time, so it's just great. Look, it's a fantastic event every year, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and you can see so many people now in the sea of orange and blue this year. So it's very special to see that, because as we know, there's only 27% of men are contacting the Solace, and there should be more people contacting it because the service is there. It's free, it's a voluntary service, and it's there to be used. And you see so many people out here supporting it today because they support us when we need it most, because it's a very, very special day, and I really enjoy it every year, and it's great to see so many people out supporting it. And without the volunteers, it wouldn't be able to be run, so I must say thanks to them for their time and effort in volunteering in the Solace as well as on the day today.
And also joined by the manager of the Dungarvan Solace Cancer Support Centre, Claire Shanahan. And Claire, you must be delighted to see so many people supporting the event again this year.
Every year, I'm just blown away. It's amazing what people put into this whole event. The background work that in preparation for it is so worthwhile when you see it all come together and culminate in this amazing turnout of people from every neighbourhood, every community, every family. And it's so joyous. It's such an achievement for people to come over the line, and they all have their own different intention behind it. It's a hugely emotional event, but it really, it celebrates people's power, their ability to overcome challenges and to, you know, drive on and to support one another. And what they may not realise enough is that in doing this here today and doing what they did for us in Dungarvan yesterday, they are supporting the Solace Cancer Support Centre to be what it is, to do what it does. So we're a real collaborative, we're partners, really. We would be nowhere without the people that turn out and do events like this for us. And so when they support us, we can support the people that need to, reach out and avail of the services. Honestly, it is partnership in its best form.
So my name is Annette Coffey, and I'm a counsellor in the Solace Centre.
And Annette, you're volunteering here today at the Run and Walk for Life as well, a very special event.
Absolutely. It's just amazing to see the crowds and see, you know, Waterford and the places around it, you know, giving back, and, you know, the atmosphere is fabulous. Yes.
And for yourself, what's the benefit of being involved with the Solace Centre? Do you enjoy it?
I love the work. I love being part of the Sulla Centre. Even walking in the door, you know, the compassion and, you know, the sense that, you know, it's hard to describe it. It's just I love going to work. It feels such a privilege to work in the Sulla Centre. There's just a lovely, lovely energy about the place and, you know, to see, being able to give back and to help people that are struggling.
And with the amount of participants here today, it shows the goodwill which exists towards the centre.
Absolutely. I'm always astounded. I come here most years and just astounded by, you know, the goodwill and the people just coming out, showing up for the Sulla Centre. It's amazing.
Hi, I'm Barry Monaghan, the chairman of the Sulla's Cancer Support Centre.
We're reflecting on another fantastic run and walk for life for the Sulla Centre, a sea of orange in both Dungarvan and West Waterford this past weekend, with of course a dash of blue also. What's the overall assessment as to how the weekend went?
Kieran, we are absolutely thrilled with the outpouring by so many people who came out in Dungarvan on Saturday and came out in Waterford City on Sunday wearing their orange and 27% blue t-shirts. In total, it was over 4,000 people between both days, and that's a record for us. It's fantastic. There was a wave of positivity in both locations on both days, and an outpouring of gratitude and appreciation and support for everybody whose lives are affected by cancer, which is what the Sulla Centre is all about. So we're humbled by how many people came out and flabbergasted, and also so appreciative of so many volunteers, stewards, first aiders who came out to help us, because without them we couldn't have had either of those events.